little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Margaret is a 75-year-old lady who's been diagnosed with metastatic bowel cancer. She's living in her home with her husband and is quite independent currently.
So, Margaret, I would like to have a talk with you today about your future wishes. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
I know it can be difficult to talk about dying, but it is important for us to discuss some of the things that you may want for yourself as you're nearing the end of your life. You may feel it's important to discuss where you'd want to be when you die, who you want to be with, if anyone, and whether you want to be cremated or buried. And you may also want to think about your will. Have you already been thinking about any of these things or discussed them with anyone?
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, actually, and we've got the will sorted out. So I'm going to be cremated for sure. Yeah, all my family know about this.
Okay, well, that's great that you've had a chance to think about it and discuss it with your family. I want to spend a little bit of time just telling you about what options there are if your symptoms start to get a little bit worse down the line. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
Sure. So if you start to feel that you're getting more pain or you're having more breathlessness, difficulty with your breathing, then we would obviously look at different medications and things like that to help you to feel comfortable. But if things start to get worse down the line, then hospice might be the best place to go, as they have specialists there who are very good at improving symptoms. Many people go into a hospice briefly to get the symptoms under control and then go home again. Have you had any thoughts about hospices, or have they been mentioned before?
Well, my cousin went into hospice and their hospice was absolutely fantastic. So I think if I have to go, I'd always rather be at home with everyone around me.
Sure.
Because that just strikes me as being the best place to be. But
yes,
but if it's not going to be possible, I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's impossible to keep me completely comfortable and symptom free at home. So
yes,
if I have to go into a hospice, I'd rather it was just short term and then I came home to die if I could.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all of those options will be available for you if the time comes. I think it is important to discuss your thoughts and your feelings with family and any close friends, so that they're on board and they can help to make the decisions if you're not able to. It sounds like you've already got some of those discussions going, and you're quite close with your husband and your family. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. I know it's a difficult thing that we've had to talk about today. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, well, whilst I'm still able to talk about things, I'm happy to talk about things. I don't find it too upsetting.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, at the moment, I don't really have any problems. I'm not really in any pain at the moment, which is good. But
yes,
what I do wonder about is if my bowel blocks off completely, what would be the best thing for me to do?
Absolutely. And I think that is something important for us to consider, and it sort of leads me on to something else that I wanted to discuss with you. So I guess what we have to think about is, I mean, at the moment you're well and you're independent living at home, but as things progress in your condition, there may come a point where you're not able to be, you know, looked after at home, or hospital may be an option, but some people don't want to go into hospital. They just want to be kept comfortable. There are other things to think about as well, such as if you become really unwell and your heart stops, whether or not it would be a good idea to try and resuscitate you and restart it, or whether it'd be better to just keep you very comfortable and let nature take its course. Have you had any opportunity to discuss that with the consultants in the hospital who have been managing you, or anybody at home?
Well, no, I think if I go, I just want to go. So if my heart stops, I guess it's probably because it needs to stop.
Yes.
So I wouldn't want to be brought back from that.
Sure.
Knowing that I've just got the cancer ahead of me.
Yes.
So no, don't bring me back.
Okay. Well, we can certainly, I can certainly complete some paperwork today that will be circulated to the relevant people so that if that was to happen at some point in the future, your wishes are known and respected, and it would be worth letting your family know about that as well so that they're on board. Now, you asked me about what would happen if your bowel was to become blocked in the future. I'm assuming that from what you've told me, you would want to be obviously kept as comfortable as possible. And so there are some specialists who work in the hospice and in the community, palliative care doctors, who are experts in managing this kind of condition. And there are various ways of keeping people comfortable if that happens and if they didn't want to go for invasive procedures like operations and things like that. Mm. So there are lots of medications. There are various things that we can do to help keep you comfortable. And it could be at that point that a hospice may be a better option for you.
So it wouldn't have to have a stoma?
It can be difficult, really. I mean, a stoma can be an option. But again, that would depend on what you like in general, how things are. Some people could have a stoma, which could help just to relieve that pressure and keep you comfortable. But it's trying to sort of work out when would be the right time to do that. So that's perhaps something that we could look into further. I could, if you wanted, I could have a chat with the team that you're under in the hospital currently and possibly the palliative care doctors as well to get their opinion on that. Is that something you'd like me to perhaps have a look into for you?
To be fair, I've got another appointment coming up with the bowel surgeon.
Right.
He hasn't discharged me. He said he'd be happy to talk about this sort of thing. So
okay.
I think I'll just talk it through with them.
Okay.
But he didn't think that I would need to have a stoma, but he said it was always a possibility.
Sure. Okay. Well, certainly do have a chat with him about it. And let me know when I next see you what you've decided.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.